Then Sheikh Al-Fawzan Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala mentions a further manner that's related to the stage of the process, not necessarily the view. But now, if you are a person that is consulted about marriage to a woman, either you're the sister of the woman, or you're a family member, you're a brother of the woman, whatever you are, male or female, you have a relationship with the woman who's being sought in marriage, and you're asked for your advice about her character, her deen, her cleanliness, whatever you're asked about from the potential spouse. Wajib as-sidq, you have to be honest, and you have to reveal the faults and the defects and the problems that you know of. This is not the time to do satr. This is not the time to hide the defects of your Muslim sister. Now it is the time to say such and such defect, or this imperfection, or this illness. Now is the time to reveal all things at this time in private advice, only for this purpose. What would normally be considered ghiba, backbiting. But here, it's important. Fatima bint Qais radiallahu anha, she came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam asking advice about two men who had offered to marry her. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Amma fulan, he named one of them, fasu'lukun la mala lahu, he's broke, he has no money. Wa amma fulan, as for the other one, he named him in the narration, fa la yada'a 'asahu 'an 'atiqihi, he doesn't take the stick off his shoulder, meaning he beats the women. So look what he said about two of his companions, two negative things, but for what purpose? For a need. This woman needs to know. This information affects the quality of her life. She has to know these things. Therefore, nasiha is required, and things which are normally covered and screened for a person here are exposed. Important, right? So then whoever is consulted about a potential spouse, male or female, and he knows something about that spouse, he's required to reveal all. Transparency is the foundation here. Honesty and transparency.